We've talked on many occasions on our show about an ongoing dispute. And when I say ongoing, this has been going on forever, between optometrists in the province of Ontario. And the optometrists say they're actually losing money for some of the patients they see because the provincial formulary does not compensate them properly. So now Ontario has come up with a $39 million one-time bulk payment to optometrists. Is that going to make a difference? The past president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists is Dr. Joshua Smith, who joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how happy are you, are the members of the Ontario Association of Optometrists with this, or is this a stopgap?
You know, it's interesting. We've been really excited that the government's been paying attention to this issue a little bit more in the last couple of weeks, but we're disappointed by the approach that offer to negotiate in public here. Really is a, we see it in as a negotiating tactic. You know, the offer that they made is not overly clear what exactly that's supposed to address. We're focused on what's going to happen in the future, and the ministry seems to still be focused on what's happening in the past. We're looking for a sustainable system so that we can continue to see seniors, kids, and everyone else that's covered by OHIP and actually not have to pay to see patients going forward.
Okay, so let's get into some hard numbers, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but again, every time we talk about the issue, I want everybody listening to, if they want to take a side, to know what the numbers are and what the jeopardy is here. So when an Ontario optometrist sees somebody for whom the diagnostic fee is going to be paid for by the province, what are the numbers?
So on average, the government pays about $44.65 for an eye exam, and that's an increase of about $5 since 1989. And so that represents about 55% of the cost of delivery, and that's just the bare cost of actually delivering the service. And that goes towards equipment, staff, you know, rent, overhead, all the things that you would expect a business to have to pay to keep its doors open. So when we look at that 45% of that gap, what the government offered as a one-time payment covers maybe a quarter of that gap. And in fact, it's only a one-time issue. This is, you know, essentially a kickback, some sort of retroactive payment that really doesn't address the core of the issue, which is a systemic underfunding.
I know that there was at one point, and I don't know how long the campaign went, but optometrists were, I think, randomly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Smith, but effectively a patient would show up and they'd say, I'm not going to see you today. I can't see you. If you have an issue, you're going to have to find somebody else to help you. I wonder, first of all, is that over? And second of all, how did that go?
So that was a campaign last summer. It was not a random campaign, but actually a campaign where if there was any kind of urgent issue, then we were redirecting folks to another provider, be it their family doctor, nurse practitioner, hospital. And this was during the big lull in the COVID numbers last year. So that campaign certainly is over. That ended last fall. What's happening now is as of September 1st, though, optometrists across the province voted early in March, 96% in favor, actually, of withdrawing from OHIP. And so this will mean that we won't be able to see anyone covered by OHIP as of September 1st if the government doesn't agree to resolve this issue.
All right. So, I mean, you would have people who are short-sighted or even suffering from, you know, cataracts or something like that, and you simply would not see them?
So the law actually prevents us from seeing them. If we withdraw from OHIP, there is a law that prevents us from being able to see people and just bill them normally as we do for anyone 20 to 64 right now. So we're really talking the people that are already covered by OHIP. We're focusing more, well, the system focuses on seniors, kids, and those 20 to 64 with existing issues like cataracts, diabetes, macular degeneration, glaucoma. Really the people that need the service the most, but because of the underfunding that the government has kept in place chronically for years, have been losing access gradually over time.
Okay. And I get that you guys feel hard done by, and maybe you can prove on a spreadsheet that you have been financially hard done by, but this is a pretty hard protest to sell.
Well, it's not that hard if anyone is willing to go to work and pay to go to work. I'd be happy to hear their argument. The issue here is that we want a system that actually can retain access into the future. And if we are in a situation where every time we see a patient, that the clinic has to pay to see that patient, that's not a sustainable system. We can't have healthcare providers subsidizing the delivery of care in this province. Ontario actually has the worst rates of the comparable provinces in the country for optometric care. And Ontario is supposed to be a have province. We're supposed to be the leader in this country and not the laggard.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Joshua Smith is actually the past president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists.